Moria State will start the second half with Mayim Boom, Caden Evans, Owen Long, Elijah Comathir, and Peyton Roger Schmidt. Emporia State will have the ball to start the second half. Newman goes with Stevie Smith, Stevie Strong, Sam Summerholder, Thomas Zangaris, and Kaleem Bennett. Evans goes left side to Long, down low. They go to Mayim Boom, working against Zangaris. Now he'll kick it out to Owen Long, top the key. Caden Evans back to Owen Long. Owen penetrates free throw circle, steps back behind the free throw circle, misses, no good. Rebound, though, gets tipped out by Mayim Boom, but it goes right into the hands of Sam Semmelholder for the Newman Jets. Newman will reset their set up their offense. Emporia State man-to-man with their defense. This is Stevie Strong, 19 first-half points for him. One-handed pass left side. They try to go down low. They feed it to the left side to Semmelholder. Semmelholder tries to go down low to Zevgaris, and Zevgaris gets fouled, and they're going to call a holding foul on Mayim Boom. That's his second personal foul. First team foul in the second half on Emporia State. Stevie Strong to play the ball and bounds on the baseline right of the basket. To play it way out front into the hands of Stevie Smith. Smith had 2 fouls in the first half, saw limited playing time. Now to Strong, thought about the three, drives on Owen Long, takes it in the lane, puts up the floater, out the glass, no good. Rebound loose on the floor, still loose on the floor. Picked up by Summerholder for the Newman Jets. They get it to Strong over on the wing, left side. He'll shoot the three, and it's no good, and they're going to call a foul on Mayim Boom. That'll be his third, as he may have caught the wrist and forearm of Stevie Strong as he was trying to apply a little extra pressure. And Coach Craig Doty, much like he did in the first half, after a slow start to the game, getting ready to make a shift change. Strong's first free throw is good. That gives him 20 points in the game. Second free throw also good. As checking into the lineup, Mason Thiessen, Sam Baker, Gage McGuire, Octavius Butler, and Nogs Wawasik. Starting five will set down for Emporia State. And Stevie Strong will get his third free throw, and he makes all three of them. 49-40, Emporia State up by nine. Nogs, Wawasik in backcourt will bring the ball across the timeline. Gives it off to Gage, back to Nogs. Right side, it goes to Butler. Butler tap the key to Nogs, trying to drive, picks up the dribble. Needs some help, gives it off to Baker. Now to Butler. Butler with a penetration between the leg dribble. Takes it down low. And they're going to get a foul on Newman. This foul's going to be whistled against Kaleem Bennett. Trying to reach in there and slap the ball out of the hands of Octavian Butler. Instead gets whistled for the foul. Emporia State to play it in on the baseline. They play it into Baker. Back to Nogs. Almost lost it. Able to regain control of the basketball. Goes top the key between the legs, looking to drive. Spins in the paint, tries to go for a shot. He draws the foul. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Went right at Stevie Smith. And Stevie Strong. And Stevie Strong picks up his third personal foul. And this will put Nogs Wawasik at the free throw line. He was 2 for 2 in the first half from the charity stripe. First free throw is up and bounces off, no good. What a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie, 620-342-4222. Second free throw is good for Nogs Wawasik. That gives him 5 points. 50-40, Emporia State with a 10-point lead with 18:27 to play, so a lot of basketball yet to go. Summerholder goes at left side to Strong, down the lane. Feed to Zevgaris, and he gets the lay-in because there was nobody in the paint for Emporia State. 50-42 Hornets. This is Butler on the wing right side. Gives it off to Wawasik. Gets a screen from Mason Thiessen. Goes down low to Mason. He lays it up and in, and he gets fouled from behind. What a nice assist and a good finish by Mason Thiessen. Picking up the foul will be Stevie Smith. That's his third. And Mason Thiessen to the line for the end one. What a pretty play. Great finish. Free throw for Mason is good. Gives him 5 points. Makes it 53-42 Emporia State, up by 11 again. In the front court, this is Summerholder. Works it from right to left. Takes it to the left side. Tries to drive baseline. Gives it in the paint. throws up a shot, does Smith. Comes up empty, but the rebound goes to the Newman Jets. They get it out front to Stevie Strong. Strong going one-on-one against Wawasik, working off a screen, throws up a three out the back iron, no good. Offensive rebound out of bounds to whom? They'll give it to Emporia State as it goes off of Stevie Smith. And Stevie Smith thought it was maybe off an Emporia State Hornet, but that won't be the case. Substitution for Emporia State, Elijah Cometh there into the lineup, replacing Sam Baker. 53-42 Emporia State, 17 and a half minutes to play in this game. Nogs Wawasik will work the ball into front court, has it top the key, drives it to the left side, to the rim, to the basket, scores the bucket. Nogs Wawasik just went one-on-one, and Nogs with seven. Newman quickly into front court with a basketball. This is Summerholder, picked up by Baker, or Butler. Butler, now they kick it out for a three from Stevie Smith. It's missing. Rebound to Elijah Cometh here. 55-42, Hornets on top. Nogs Wawasik gives it off to Mason Thiessen. Top the key, it goes to Butler. Butler takes it to the left side. Drives in the lane, puts up the floater in the paint. Shot bounces off, no good. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets, Sam Summerholder. Passes it into front court. Cross the floor to Murphy. Murphy working on Nogs. Tries to drive baseline. Almost lost it out of bounds. Nogs with some good defense. Now he gives it off to Stevie Smith. Drives on Gage McGuire. Gets the ball stripped. But it goes right back to the Newman Jets. 10 seconds on the shot clock. They'll lob it out front to Stevie Strong. Working against Cometh there. Takes it to the free throw line. Shot blocked by Gage McGuire. Rebound or Emporia State with the basketball. Gage is stepping up big. Gives it off in the paint to Mason Leeson, who gets the lay-in. Boy, I like the game that Gage McGuire's playing this afternoon. 7 points for Mason, though. 57-42, Emporia State up by 15, their biggest lead of the ball game. 16 minutes to go in the contest. Strong out front to Zavgaris. Down low, layup good for Stevie Smith. Gets his first basket of the ball game. What a basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial. Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Wawasik, left side, now dribbles in between the double circles and goes to the right side of the floor. No, go left side. Gage McGuire almost lost it, able to get the ball back. Hands it off to Knox. Gives it off to Gage. He can't handle the pass. It would have been a nice little basket, but a little bit too much mustard on it, and the ball gets turned over to Newman. Newman bringing the ball up the floor. Strong passing it on the wing. Right side gets his pass deflected out of bounds. It'll be Newman basketball. Stevie Strong out of the lineup for the Newman Jets. Mayim Boom in for Mason Thiessen. Newman brings in Chris Mitchell, a 6'2 freshman out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. They get it off to Zavgaris, working against Mayim Boom. Get both hands up, and his layup missed it. Rebound, Gage McGuire. Boy, he out-muscled everybody. Gives it off to Cometh there. Now to Butler from 10 feet away. He knocks it in. Octavian Butler with his first basket of the second half. He has 13. It's 59-44 Emporia State. Trying to drive with it. Summerholder on Baker. Feeds it in the paint to Smith and missed the layup, but he gets fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair of free throws. That takes us to our first media timeout of the second half. 14:44 to play in the ballgame. 59-44, Emporia State on top. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Nextech Wireless for the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
If careers in social media, public relations, or communication sound interesting to you, you should check out the communication program at Emporia State University. You'll leave with the skills every employer is looking for, and you'll be prepared to be a communication leader in any industry. You could even start your own business. At ESU, the sky is the limit. Learn more and schedule a campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
B Did you know that Bunge operates in more than 40 countries? From the facility in Emporia, they're able to combine local expertise with global capabilities to deliver outstanding results for their customers, shareholders, and society. Bunge provides their customers with a global perspective of the marketplace, combined with individual care and attention. Proudly helping feed the world since 1818, Bunge North America, the shortest distance from harvest to market.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
14:44 to play in the game, 59-44, Emporia State leading the Newman Jets. At the free throw line for Newman will be Stevie Smith, the 6'6 junior out of Seattle, Washington. Averages 8 points a game. He has two in this contest so far. He'll be at the line shooting two free throws. That last foul was called on Gage McGuire, his second, and the first free throw no good for Stevie Smith. Emporia State has been whistled for three fouls here in the second half. Newman's been whistled for three fouls. Second free throw coming for Stevie Smith, and this one is good. Substitution for Newman back into the lineup, Kaleem Bennett replacing Stevie Smith. Emporia State will have the ball to play inbounds in backcourt. Nogs Wawasik, Gage McGuire, Mayim Boom, Tavian Butler, and Elijah Komathir on the floor for Emporia State. Mayim Boom at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Komathir. A little head and shoulder fake from the free throw line. Gets it down low to Mayim Boom. His shot no good, but he draws contact. He'll be at the free throw line. Picking up the personal foul will be Thomas Zavgaris. That'll be his first personal foul. 14th foul whistled against the Newman Jets here in the second half. Owen Long getting set to re-enter the lineup for Emporia State. Mayim's first free throw, nothing but net. Mayim's first points of the ball game. Owen Long into the lineup, replacing Gage McGuire. He's making a statement for player of the game, my opinion. He's really played well. Second free throw is good for Mayim Boom. 61-45, Emporia State with a lead. Newman working against man-to-man defense. Flashing summer holder, fadeaway shot from the lane line, missed it. Didn't hit anything. Now they shoot up a three from the deep right wing by Latik Murphy. And Murphy with 11 points. 61-48, Emporia State. 14:02 to go. Owen Long on the wing right side. Gets a screen from Mayim Boom. Kicks it off to Butler. Butler working right side. Lost the dribble. Tried to go behind his back and loses the dribble out of bounds. Turnover gives it to the Newman Jets. He'll leave the lineup and be replaced by Caden Evans. 61-48 Emporia State, 13:50 to go. Hornets need to play some defense. Ooh, there may have been a travel there. Out front with it, Mitchell. Left side, it goes to Bennett. Back out front, it goes to Summerholder. Being worked on by Knox Wawasik. They get it down low. This is Avgaris working against Mayim Boom underneath the basket. Gets around Mayim, layup, no good. Rebound grabbed by Mayim Boom. Gives it off to Owen Long, and Hornets push it into front court. Elijah Komathir, deep right corner three, no good. Rebound out of bounds. It'll go to the Newman Jets. Checking back into the Newman lineup will be Stevie Smith. Setting down will be Kaleem Bennett. Water basketball being brought to you by Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. 61-48 Emporia State. Newman with a basketball. Stevie Smith has it out front. Here's a three-point shot that's off the mark. No good for Latik Murphy and the rebound to Emporia State. Owen Long into front court with a basketball. Picked up by Stevie Smith. One-handed pass, right side, goes to Wawasik. Holds it high, goes down along the baseline. Tried to get it to Caden Evans. Ball gets deflected out of bounds. It'll be hold a basketball on the baseline. Substitution for Newman, Kwaku Azapong into the lineup, replacing Thomas Zavgaris. Inbounds pass goes way out towards half court, reeled in by Nogs Wawasik. takes it in the lane, goes to the rim, off the glass, no. Rebound, loose on the floor, and we're going to get a foul on the battle for the rebound. I think they're going to get Noggs for the reach-in. That will be the case, and for Wawasik, that's his second. Team foul number four here in the second half on Emporia State. 12:35 to play, 61-48 Emporia State. Newman with the basketball. Here's a steal by Mayim Boom. Gains control of it. Backing down low to the rim. Left it short. Rebound. Gets tipped out. It'll go to Newman. Substitution for the Newman Jets. Thomas Zagaris, who just checked out. Back in. Checking out will be Kwaku Azapong. Summerholder brings the ball into front court for the Newman Jets. Trying to drive with it. Stevie Smith gets it in the lane to the rim. Nope. But he's fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. They'll call this foul on Caden Evans. That's his first fifth team foul. And two free throws coming for Stevie Smith, who is 1-for-2 from the charity stripe. Getting set to check in for Newman will be Stevie Strong. First free throw is no good. Stevie Strong checks in. He'll replace Chris Mitchell. Second free throw is up and good. Stevie Smith with 4 points now, 61-49 Emporia State. 12-point lead. Out front with it, Wawasik, right side, Kamathir. Thought about going out front to Caden Evans. Now Kamathir going one-on-one against Smith. Dumps it down low to Mayim. Layup good. Mayim was patrolling along the baseline. He found himself open. He gets his first field goal. He has 4 points in the game at 63-49. Emporia State up by 14. Here's a steal. Caden Evans up the floor. Gets hammered as he goes for the layup. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Trying to block the shot was Stevie Smith. He'll pick up his fourth personal foul. And this will put Caden Evans at the free throw line. Caden looking for his first points of the ball game. Peyton Rogers Schmidt will check in for Emporia State here in just a moment. Caden Evans' free throw is good. Noggs Wawasik is the one who checks out. Newman will send in Kaleem Bennett to replace Stevie Smith. 11:27 to play here in this game. Emporia State now leading 64-49. Make it 65-49 as a second free throw is good by Caden Evans. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Hornets get another turnover. Feed it up the floor. Elijah Kamathir, Peyton Roger Schmidt, down low to Mayim Boom, working against the grab and layup. Good, count the bucket. Mayim Boom goes up against the grab, Garris, and he scores the bucket and draws the foul. Mayim Boom has come out to play here in the second half. He has six, looking for seven. All of those coming here in the second half. I'm sure he got challenged at halftime by the coaches. Free throw good for Mayim. That gives him 7 points. 68-49, Emporia State up by 19, their biggest lead of the ballgame. 11 minutes to play. This is Bennett down the lane. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound Mayim Boom. Gives it off to Owen Long. He'll bring it in the front court. Has it tap the key. Drives it down the lane. Kicks it in the corner. Caden Evans for three. No. Rebound tipped out. And we're going to get a foul, I believe, on Elijah Kamathir going over the back. Nope. They're going to call it on Mayim Boom. Pushing foul on Mayim, and that's his fourth. Sixth team foul on Emporia State. Gage McGuire will check in for Emporia State, replacing Mayim Boom. Newman will have the ball to play inbounds in backcourt. Stevie Strong will bring the ball across the timeline for the Jets. Now he'll shovel it off to Bennett, who in turn gives it off to Summerholder. Now to Strong. Down the lane. Layup no good, but he draws contact. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Foul called on Elijah Comethier. That'll be his second personal foul. 17 foul on Emporia State, so Newman in the bonus the rest of the way. First free throw crawls in for Strong. Gives him 23 points. All of his points here in the second half have come from the free throw line, and the second free throw missed, and the rebound to Gage McGuire. Gage having a really good game. Owen Long in backcourt, almost loses the dribble. Gets it across the half-court stripe, gives it off to Caden Evans. Back out to Owen Long, and Emporia State will set up their offense with 16 seconds on the shot clock. Owen out front, gives it off. Caden Evans pulls the trigger from three. No, that went a little bit off the mark. The rebound goes to Stevie Strong. 68-50, Emporia State up by 18. Strong driving to the basket. Gets the ball knocked out of his hands by Owen Long. It goes out of bounds off the knee of Stevie Strong, and Emporia State will have the ball out of media timeout. 9:57 to play in the game. 68-50, Emporia State on top. Horta Basketball brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU Basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. You're listening to Horta Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you or someone you know have a bed bug problem? If you find yourself facing this unpleasant circumstance, call McKenzie Pest Control. They have the knowledge, the equipment, and the experience to handle your bed bug problem using the latest products and techniques, including heat treatment, which can safely and effectively eliminate bed bug infestations. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
Get the latest 5G devices at Nextech Wireless. Now you can get the iPhone 14 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus on us, or up to $999 off any other device. And that's not all. You can also get half off a new Apple Watch when you bring your number to us. Nextech Wireless. We are Kansas.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
9:57 to play in the game. 68-50. Emporia State leading the Newman Jets. Emporia State will have the ball out of the timeout. Owen Long, Caden Evans, Elijah Comethier, Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, and Gage McGuire on the floor for Emporia State. Hornets beat the press. Comethier kicks it in the corner. Gage McGuire right side. Back out front. It goes to Owen Long. Newman in man-to-man defense. Bounce pass to the left elbow. Goes to Comethier. Oh, Caden Evans is being held big time and nothing called. How about that? Here's Owen Long down the lane. Dishes it off to Comethier, and they're going to call a charge on Owen Long. As Owen picks up his third personal foul, ball goes back to the Newman Jets. That's the eighth team foul on Emporia State. In the front court, this is Summerholder. Bounce pass on the wing, right side, goes to Strong, goes down low to Zevgaris, working against Elijah Comethier, and we're going to get a foul. See what they call. They're going to call it on Elijah Comethier as Zevgaris was bouncing into Comethier, and they're going to call Comethier for the foul. Wow. At the free throw line, Zevgaris, free throw is good. He'll get a second free throw. Gives him 5 points in the game. Second free throw coming for the 6'8 sophomore from Greece. And this one's also good. 68-52 Emporia State. Hornets with the ball to play inbounds in backcourt. Newman will apply backcourt pressure. Caden Evans with the basketball, working against the pressure of Murphy. Gets it into front court with a dribble. Hands it off to Owen Long, middle of the floor. They give it now back to Evans. Evans gets a screen from Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Back out front to Gage McGuire. Left side, Owen Long. Shot clock down to 9. Owen steps back with 5. Drives, spins in the paint. Tries to give it down low to Gage McGuire, and that probably took too long to develop, and that pass just sails through the hands. Kind of does the wave off the hands of Gage McGuire. Turnover gives it to the Newman Jets with 8:41 to go. 68-52 Emporia State. This is Summerholder working against Gage McGuire. They feed it in the corner. They try to go down low, and Peyton Rogers Schmidt came close to getting the interception. Couldn't hang on to it and couldn't save it from going out of bounds. And the ball stays in possession of the Newman Jets with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Nogs Wawasik will check in for Caden Evans. Newman to play it inbounds in the far boundary in the corner. They get it top the free throw circle to Bennett. 6 seconds on the shot clock. They try to go down low to and a steal. They try to go down to Zev Garris at Emporia State with a steal at the other end. Layup good for Elijah Cometh here, and he gets the arm, the basket, and the and one coming his way. Credit Peyton Rogers Schmidt. He's the one that stripped the ball from Zev Garris, and then they fed it up the floor and got it to Elijah Cometh here to get the basket. Picking up the foul will be Kaleem Bennett. That's his fourth. 17 fouls, so Emporia State in the bonus the rest of the way. And Elijah Cometh here with an end one. He had 10 first half points. That's his first basket of the second half, and the free throw is good for Elijah. That gives him 13 points in the game. He's the leading scorer for Emporia State for right now. What a basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University. Preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. 71-52 Emporia State. This is Stevie Strong with the basketball, and we're going to get a foul away from the ball. It's going to be on the Newman Jets. Picking up the foul will be Thomas Zavgaris. That's his third, and Hornets will get the ball in backcourt. Substitution for Newman back into the lineup returns Kwaku Ozapong, sophomore out of Toronto, Canada, 6'9", replacing Thomas Zavgaris. 71-52 on Emporia State, up by 19. Wawasik has the ball, gives it off to Owen Long in between the double circles, drives it to the left side, keeping the dribble. Almost had it stripped, and it gets knocked free, but Peyton Rogers Schmidt saves it. Gives it off to Gage McGuire, gives it back to Owen Long with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Contested three, got a Haircrafters three for Owen Long. That gives him his first basket of the second half. He has 11 in the game, and it's a 74-52, 22-point Emporia State lead. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make your appointment to get your haircut at Haircrafters at 1027 Commercial. Strong trying to drive, almost lost the dribble, gets it back, he'll shoot a three, gets a block by Peyton Rogers Schmidt, and Owen Long comes up with the basketball, brings it into front court, slips and goes down on the floor, feeds it off to Gage McGuire over on the left side, keeping the dribble. He tells Octavian Butler to go baseline. Now here's Wawasik in traffic, shot off the glass too strong, a little bit too high in the rebound. Goes to Ozapong, and here's a steal by Gage McGuire. If to see what they call, is it a jump ball? It's a jump ball. It'll be alternate possession to Newman Jets, but great hustle by Gage McGuire. Boy, he has played a heck of a game today. He only has 10 points, all coming in the first half, but he made some huge plays, both offensively, defensively, and he's come up with some nice plays here in the second half as well as they mop up the moisture that was on the floor. Down to 6:55 to play in the game. 74-52 Emporia State. Hold a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest rate the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Stevie Strong on the wing left side for Newman. Drives it in the lane. Takes it to the rim. Shot off the mark. No good. Rebound tracked down by Butler. Lobs it up the floor to Gage McGuire. Gage in the paint, pulls up from 5, shot, crawls off, no good. Oh. Coming in too strong will be Peyton Rogers Schmidt, and he's going to get whistled for the foul as he takes out Stevie Smith. And Peyton Rogers Schmidt will pick up his first or second personal foul, and we'll go to the other end and we'll shoot free throws. So substitution for Emporia State. Owen Long back in, replacing Noggs Wawasik. Owen Long, Elijah Cometh there. First free throw is good for Stevie Smith. He'll get the bonus. That was the ninth team foul on Emporia State. Second free throw coming for Stevie Smith, and this one is also good. Owen Long, Gage McGuire, Peyton Roger Schmidt, Tavian Butler, and Elijah Cometh there on the floor for Emporia State. Long has it out front, gets a screen from Peyton Roger Schmidt. Between the leg, step back three. This one off the mark a little bit. Rebound goes to Newman there to grab it. It was Latique Murphy. Strong trying to score. He does. A spin shot from about 10 feet away goes down. Stevie Smith. Stevie Smith gets the basket. 74-56 Emporia State. This is Butler. Works it to the right side. Top of the key, Gage McGuire. Drives to the basket, shovels it off to Elijah Cometh there, scores the bucket and draws the foul. Another big assist from Gage McGuire. Good finish by Elijah. Gives him 15. He'll get a chance for 16. Picking up the foul for the Newman Jets will be Kwaku Azapong. His second, ninth team foul. But that was Gage McGuire down the lane, drew the defense to him, fed it off to Cometh there, who got the basket, and he gets the end one. 16 points for Cometh there. 77-56, Emporia State up by 21. Across the timeline, this is Summerhalder working against Cometh there, takes it to the rim. Shot gets blocked by Cometh there off the glass. Here comes Butler up the floor. Euro step in the paint. Layup good. Latavian Butler with 15. 79-56 Emporia State. Trying to drive with a basketball. Murphy goes down to Summerholder along the baseline. Kicks it back out to Murphy for a three. No. Rebound goes to Peyton Roger Schmidt for Emporia State. And the Hornets will head the other direction. 5:06 to play in the game. 79-56 Emporia State. Long trying to drive. Gets the ball whacked away from behind by Stevie Strong. Ball goes out of bounds. It will remain Emporia State basketball. Meissen Thiessen will check in for Emporia State to replace Peyton Roger Schmidt. Emporia State plays it into Cometh here. Free throw circle. Shoots it. Scores it. Cometh here. 18 points. Said, nobody's going to come out and guard me. I'll knock it in. 81-56 Hornets. 4:47 to play. Here's a pass that gets deflected out of bounds by Emporia State's Latavian Butler as they tried to feed it to Chris Mitchell, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Newman basketball out of the media timeout. 4:45 to play in the game. 81-56 Emporia State on top. Hornet basketball brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you need a unique gift for your wedding party or maybe a fun gift that's one of a kind? At Carrie's, we offer custom hand engraving in-house. Hi, this is Carrie, and I'd love to discuss with you how we can make your event stand out with something perfectly unique, just like you. Bridal party tumblers, fun thank you gifts, and even keep the life of the party identified with their own customized flask. Stop in today and let's get creative. Carrie's Diamonds, where our difference is you.
Get your taco night fix Thursdays at the station 402 Merchant in Emporia. Tired of cooking all week? Let them handle dinner with some favorite Mexican cravings like tacos, crispitos, burritos, taco pizzas, and more. Wash it all down with a margarita or Thursday drink special. Stay and play. You'll find pool tables, cornhole, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? This station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small. The station, 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
81-56. Emporia stay with the lead. Newman with the basketball out of the timeout. They play it inbounds to Stevie Strong. Now top the key. Stevie Smith drives on Shabangu. And the basket's good and the foul as Kabea Shabangu picks up the foul. The 6'8 freshman out of Justin, Texas on the floor right now for Emporia State along with Mason Thiessen, Sam Baker, Atavian Butler, and Nogs Wawasik. And at the free throw line is Stevie Smith for a three-point play, and he converts. Gives him 11. Makes it 81-59 Emporia State. Nogs Wawasik into front court. Has his pocket picked by Stevie Strong. Layup at the other end. Gets blocked by Shabangu. Nogs Wawasik trying to bring the ball up the floor. Gets it up the floor. Shabangu. Baker left wing three. That one's off the mark. Rebound goes to Stevie Strong. He'll push it into front court. Dishes it off to Latik Murphy. Murphy trying to drive down the lane. Spinning. Shooting. Left it short. Rebound. Mason Thiessen for Emporia State. Down to 4:02 to go. 81-59 Emporia State. Tavian Butler across the timeline with a basketball. Murphy trying to put a little extra pressure on him, and he gets whistled for the foul. That'll be his first. A little bit of chirping going on between Tavian Butler and Newman's Latik Murphy, and we got a technical foul that's just been assessed to Latik Murphy, and he's been tossed from the game. We'll let the officials sort this one out. Now, they're going to try to figure out all what transpired. And we'll let them sort that out. We'll let you know that Hornet Basketball being brought to you by The Station. Emporia's Nightclub and Event Venue at 402 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturdays. Pardon me, The Station is where Emporia connects, and I'm sure there are going to be a lot of people connecting tonight at The Station, celebrating New Year's Eve, leading into a brand new year. And Emporia State leading 81-59. The officials still discussing the play. Officials saying Newman, they need to go back to their bench. And Emporia State needs to go back to their bench. And Emporia State will, before free throws are shot, Emporia State needs to get around their bench. Final score this afternoon in the Sugar Bowl, Alabama 45, K-State 20. In the Fiesta Bowl, it's TCU leading Michigan 21-16. This evening, Ohio State plays Georgia in the Peach Bowl. Those are the two college football playoff games. Also today, Iowa over Kentucky 21-0 in the Music City Bowl. And basketball action in the Big 12. Kansas defeats Oklahoma State 69-67. Bill Self picks up his 300th win at Allen Fieldhouse. It was Iowa State defeating Baylor 77-62. TCU rallied for a 67-61 win over Texas Tech. Texas defeated Oklahoma 70-69 tonight. Kansas State takes on West Virginia. Wichita State in action today. So two technical fouls assist, one to Atavian Butler. That's his first. And then there were two technical fouls, I believe, assessed to Latik Murphy, which got him ejected. Atavian Butler will shoot two technical free throws. And the first one is good. He'll get a second one. And it is good. And then Butler will be at the free throw line as he was fouled. And it's 10 fouls on Newman, so Butler will get two more free throws here. First free throw is good. Tavian Butler having a nice afternoon. By my count, that's 18 points. He's tied for the team lead with Elijah Cometh there. And the second free throw misses. And we're going to get a substitution for Emporia State. Checking into the Hornet lineup will be P.J. Johnson, the 6'1 sophomore from Edna and Oklahoma, replacing Tavian Butler. Down to 3:50 to play in the game, 84-59. Emporia State on top by 25. This is Smith. Gets the ball taken away by Shabangu. Up the floor to Baker. Baker going to the basket, gets fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the personal foul will be Jacob Joe, 6'2 freshman out of Fort Smith, Arkansas. His first. And going to the free throw line will be Sam Baker. He'll shoot two free throws. Getting set to check in for Emporia State, Tyreek Robinson. Where's number 86 on the football field? Number 21 on the basketball court. He'll replace Mason Thiessen. Mason had a really good game today. Scored 7 points, had a couple blocks, had some rebounds. Wait, some of the other guys had some good games today. Second free throw is good for Sam Baker. 86-59. Here's a floater from the lane line. No good. Tyreek Robinson gets the rebound. Missing the shot was Jacob Joe. This is Nogs Wawasik. Has it out front. Ashabang would come out, set a screen. Now gives it off to P.J. Johnson. Johnson to Wawasik. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Gives it off to Tyreek Robinson in traffic. Layup. Oh, my! Tyreek Robinson gets his first basket of the ball game. 88-59 Emporia State. Tyreek said, that's mild contact compared to the bumping I took on the football field. Here's a three that's off the mark. No good. The rebound goes to the Newman Jets. Top the key, Smith. Here's a three by Martin. No good. Rebound tipped around and picked up by Baker. Up the floor to Tyreek Robinson. Eurostep in the traffic in the lane. A shot missed, but he's fouled. He'll be at the line. Picking up the personal foul will be Chris Mitchell. And this will put Tyreek Robinson at the free throw line. The Kissimmee, Florida native knocks in the first one. Newman bringing in a couple of fresh players. Isaac Aguirre into the lineup along with Tristan Turner. Second free throw, way short. For Tyreek, and he's just kind of smiling as he goes back to the other end to play defense. 89-59, 30-point Emporia State lead, 2:36 to go. Hornet basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Here's Mitchell from 15, shot good. From the left wing, Chris Mitchell gets his first basket of the game from the Newman Jets, makes it 89-61 Emporia State. Top the key, P.J. Johnson. P.J. out of Edmond, Oklahoma. Here's a long three by Baker. Rims out, no good. Rebound saved by Tyreek Robinson, but it goes out back out of bounds. Back to the Newman Jets. 2:01 to go in this contest. Chris Mitchell will bring the ball into front court for the Newman Jets. Has it middle of the floor. Swings it right side. This is Jacob Joe. Top the key. It goes to Braylon Young, a grad student out of Fort Worth. Now right of the free throw circle to Turner. And get it down low to Turner, and his shot gets stuck between the rim of the backboard. But a foul's going to be called on Emporia State. Picking up the foul will be Sam Baker. His second team foul. Now it's in the double bonus already, so it really doesn't matter. Two free throws coming for Isaac Aguirre. Free throw up and bounces in. Took a friendly bounce. The junior from Union City, New Jersey, gets his first point of the ball game. Down to a minute 44 to play. Second free throw is no good. Rebound tipped around, and Sam Baker ends up with a basketball. He can jump. Wolosik into front court with a basketball. Feeds it right side. P.J. Johnson swings it right to Shabangu. Now top the key to Baker. Back to P.J. Johnson on the right wing. Takes it out to the three-point line. Shoots it up and missed it. Rebound out of bounds. Off the fingertips of Noggs Wolosik. Ball goes back to the Newman Jets. 89-62 Emporia State. 27-point lead. A ball loose on the floor. Newman tried to protect it. And they do end up with the basketballs. It was kind of being pinball around. 1 minute to go. Here's a steal. Tyreek Robinson. Up the floor he goes. Oh, he missed the layup. He tried to stuff it and came up empty. At the other end, layup is good. Aguirre with the basket. He has 3 points in the game. And Emporia State, well, I need to take one. Here's Wolosik from the free throw line. Shot up and no good. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets. Chris Mitchell. Still about a differential of about a second between the game clock and the shot clock. Top the key. Mitchell open for three. Nope. Rebound goes to Tyreek Robinson, and Emporia State will dribble it out. And that will be the ball game. Our final score this afternoon, Emporia State 89, Newman 64. Hornets improved to 10-2 on the season, 4-2 in the MIAA. Newman falls to 5-8 on the season, 1-6 in the MIAA. 89-64, our final score. Hornets with the win. We'll be back with our Prairie Land Partner postgame show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Hello again, Emporia. This is Curtis with Mainstay Suites, inviting you to check out why we are one of the fastest-growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended-stay hotel, you won't find a better deal anywhere in our city. Our spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and our meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through our Facebook page or call us at 343-7756. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're wrapping up the holiday season and kicking off the new year with red tag offers for everyone on most 2022 and 23 models. Unwrap holiday savings on a new Chevy Silverado, Blazer, or Equinox. Qualified buyers can get no payments for 120 days with approved credit. Or celebrate in a top quality pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. No matter what your needs are, you can wrap up your holiday season with a great vehicle that's right for you. At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, Chevy, find new roads.
It's time now for the Hornet Postgame Show, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. We'll return courtside to recap the game right after this timeout.
Right now, Prairie Land Partners has service and inspection specials that give you the power of choice and save you money. From mowers and compact construction equipment to the largest tractors and combines that John Deere offers, they have an option for you. They also have Legacy Series specials for older John Deere combines and tractors. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hit, Mix 104.9.
89-64, the final score. Emporia State with a win over the Newman Jets this afternoon. Newman jumped out to a 9-2 lead, but before you could really catch your breath, Emporia State had taken the lead, and they never did give up that lead as they led for 34 minutes, 31 seconds, trailed for only 3:54 of the ball game. And once they took the lead, they did not give it up. They would lead at halftime 49-37. They would outscore Newman 40-27 in the second half. And Emporia State, very impressive this afternoon. A lot of players showing their skills off this afternoon, helping lead Emporia State to the victory. Let's take a look at our game stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. Let's look at the individual numbers first. For the Newman Jets, they were led in scoring by Stevie Strong with 23 points. 19 of those came in the first half. All of his points in the second half, though, came from the free throw line. So Emporia State did a much better job of limiting his looks offensively in the second half. 11 points each for Stevie Smith and for Latique Murphy. 6 points in the game for Thomas Zevgaris, who only had 2 rebounds. 4 points each for Sam Summerhalder and Colleen Bennett. 3 points for Isaac Agar, and 2 points for Chris Mitchell. For Emporia State, Tavian Butler leading the way with 17 points. He was 6 of 10 shooting the ball, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. 16 points for Elijah Comethyr. 11 points for Owen Long. 10 points for Gage McGuire, who I thought played a heck of a game. And when you look at his plus-minus, 34. They were plus 34 points while Gage McGuire was on the floor. That's a heck of a line. 5 of 6 shooting the ball. He had 6 rebounds. He also had 4 assists and a block shot. What a line for Gage McGuire. 7 points for Mayim Boom. 7 points also for Mason Thiessen. 7 points also for Nogs Wawasik. 5 points for Sam Baker. 4 points for Caden Evans, 2 points for Peyton Roger Schmidt. In fact, Kamea Shabangu and P.J. Johnson, who got in the game late, were the only 2 players who did not score for Emporia State this afternoon. Looking at the team numbers, Newman in the first half shot 57% from the floor, 15 of 26. In the second half, they were just 7 of 27 for 26%. For the game, they end up shooting 41%, 22 of 53. 6 of 8 from beyond the arc. 5 of those came in the first half. They were 33% for the game from the three-point stripe and 14 of 21 from the free throw line. Emporia State in the first half shot 62%. They were 18 of 29. Second half, 12 of 27 for 44%. They shoot 53% for the game, 30 of 56. Just 4 of 17 beyond the arc for 23%, but they were 25 of 29 from the free throw line for 86%. Emporia State wins the rebounding battle 35 to 30. Again, Emporia State's leading rebounder, Gage McGuire, with 6. Leading rebounder for the Newman Jets was Sam Summerhalder with 7. Newman turned the ball over 18 times. Emporia State scored 28 points off those turnovers. Emporia State with only 10 turnovers. Newman scored 9 points off those turnovers. In the paint, Emporia State dominated. 46-22, they outscored the Newman Jets. At second chance points, Newman ends up with 6 offensive boards and 11 points. Emporia State had 5 offensive boards and 8 points, but they didn't miss that many shots, so there weren't that many second chance opportunities. Fast breaks, Emporia State outscores Newman 17-8, and off the bench, Emporia State outscores Newman 49-16. Biggest lead in the game for Emporia State was by 30 points in the contest. Their biggest deficit was by 7 when they trailed 9-2. Just 1 lead change, 2 ties, and Emporia State, again, as we mentioned, led for 34 minutes, 31 seconds. Newman led for 3 minutes and 54 seconds. Emporia State with the victory improves their season record to 10-2. They are 4-2 in the MIAA. Newman falls to 5-8 on the season. They are 1-6 in MIAA play. But the Emporia State Hornets close out the 2022 portion of their schedule. Now they can celebrate New Year's Eve on a high note and look forward to 2023 when they will be going up against nationally ranked Central Oklahoma on Monday evening in Edmond, Oklahoma. Again, our final score, Emporia State wins at 89-84 over the Newman Jets. Our game stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. We'll continue with more on our Prairieland Partner postgame show right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Express Tire and Auto Tire Pros makes buying tires simpler. They offer a straightforward approach to tire and auto service that includes nationwide warranties, a hassle-free experience, and a great selection of Michelin tires. No matter what you drive or where you've driven, Michelin has a tire to fit any need. Visit in-store or online at ExpressTirePros.com. Tire Pros. Love the drive.
Shoal Construction does metal roofs. Shoal Construction offers residential, ag, and commercial metal roofing. Shoal offers designer rib steel, including standing seam or screw-down panels or stone-coated steel. Shoal Construction has financing available with low monthly payments. When it's time for a new metal roof, remember Shoal Construction. They will travel to you and provide free estimates. Call 620-591-2907. That's 620-591-2907. Find them on Google or Facebook. Shoal Construction, the company your neighbors trust.
Your home